Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Happy Friday to everybody. This is a live show we're doing. Is this the 15th of August today?
It's the 15th.
What is that?
The 15th of August.
15th of August. Jesus Christ, man. The summer's almost over. How depressing is it for the kids when they go to Target and they go to Long's and they go to Walmart and they see all that back to school crap, man? I used to hate that. I used to get chills. I hated every second of every school I was ever in. And when I saw that back to school stuff, man, I almost asked my granimals. Yeah, it is almost back to school. And there are some stores, I think Target, I know they have their Halloween stuff out. And according to my wife, they have some Christmas stuff out already as well. So,
Jesus Christ.
Get your Christmas shopping in this weekend, gang. We only have about 295 days left until Christmas, so you better jump in there. All right, we could talk about John McCain or Obama or abortion or gun control or what's happening with the drought or, you know, should you save electricity, global warming. But I think what everybody would be more interested in is the addiction that we all have. And to talk a little more about it, on how to feed that addiction, so to speak, even better. I'm completely addicted to fast food. I go to fast food for lunch. I go for dinner. If I'm on my way home, I'll slide through a Tommy's. I'm addicted to it. I love it. I actually get excited when I'm sitting in line. When I'm done ordering, it's like, you know, it's like, and people tell me this. But it's sort of like when you go to Vegas and you're taking that elevator ride down with a pocket full of money. You know, it's that feeling. Once you get to Vegas, you throw all your crap on the bed. You take your card key. Maybe you brush your hair. You look in the mirror. You're decent. You hit that elevator and you're sliding down that elevator. You got a pocket full of cash. There's like a high to that. You know, there's like a feeling of overwhelming joy. I get that in fast food lines. Once I'm done ordering, I'm creeping up there to that window to get my food, man, and I am high as a kite. I went to Del Taco today for lunch, and I drive through, and I had no cash on me, which is always panic time because anytime you know a credit card gets rejected or I have no money on me, I always panic. I always start sweating. So I give this young lady my credit card, and she says it's declined.
Jesus Christ.
And so I start sweating. I'm like, no, it's not declined. There's plenty of money in that account for three tacos, fries, and a water. There is, I could cover that for the rest of the year with just the money in that account. I swear to God, I could have lunch here every day and not put another dime in there, and I can cover three tacos, fry, and a water. Please, trust me, there's money in that account. So she says, you have another credit card. And I said, yeah, and I gave her an American Express card. And she said it was declined. I said, I know that my American Express is not over its limit. And I know that even if it was, American Express would approve the $5.25 to get me that bag of food that's in your right hand right there, baby. And you know what she said? This is actually pretty remarkable and good for Del Taco. She said, well, we're having problems with our computer right now. I'm just going to give you the food and the water. And I said, I'll come back and pay you sometime. And she goes, if you do, great. If you don't worry about it. It's on our end. So hats off to Del Taco, man. And I owe them $5.25. The one on Van Owen and Balboa in that area.
By the way, Tim, that'll happen a lot. Anytime you want to pay at your credit card with your credit card at a fast food place,
right,
and their credit card machine's not working,
right,
9 out of 10 times, they give me the food for free.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I tell them I don't have any cash on me. How am I going to pay for this? With the change in my drawer? So I pull out my change drawer. I start counting through the quarters and like, oh, dude, just take it. Get out of here. 9 out of 10 times that happens.
Yeah, because they also don't think you have $38 in quarters.
But I do.
All right. It is the secret tips to fast food in your life. All right, here are the phone numbers, and I'll give you an example of a secret tip here. But first, the secret tips to getting the most bang for your buck in fast food. Whether you work at a fast food restaurant, you can give us everybody a tip, or you're a frequent flyer of the restaurant, the drive-through business, call us here at the radio station. The secret tips to saving money at fast food joints. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's a tip for you, all right? I noticed this at McDonald's the other day. Driving through McDonald's, and I see up on the board there, six-piece McNugget, $2.69. And then I look on the dollar menu, four McNuggets for a dollar. And because my dad took me the track when I was about two, up until, well, about last week, I'm pretty good at math, so I did the quick math sitting there in line. That's eight McNuggets for $2, or six McNuggets for $2.69. So I said to the lady, I said, hey, baby, let me have two orders of the four McNuggets. And she said, that'll be $2. Small fries, another dollar, and I'm done. Another tip, I never buy the sodas. I either bring a water with me or I bring a drink with me because I think that's where they sting you. And I'm not talking about they destroy your life or financially you're never going to get over it. But I think the profit margin in the fast food joints is that soda, because that drink is, you know, $1.69, $1.79 for about 3 or 4 cents worth of drink. All right, here's another tip for you. And this is a Jack-in-the-Box tip. So remember this when you're driving through Jack-in-the-Box, all right? If you drive through Jack-in-the-Box and they have fantastic fried chicken pieces, they call them the crispy chicken pieces. And if you order four of them, which is a complete order of them, it's $4.75. However, if you order them individually, it's a dollar each. So if you say, I'd like to have three chicken pieces, not a full order, just three chicken pieces, they'll give you three chicken pieces for $3. If you order the fourth one, that kicks in that computer automatically, and you're going to charge, it's going to be charging you $1.75 for that fourth piece. So get yourself a three-piece, save yourself $1.75, and enjoy yourself. And the best tacos, in my tutored opinion, still on Earth are Jack in the Box tacos. All right, I got another tip for you here. Fast food tip and a secret that's going to save you some money. When you drive through a place and you have a special order, and let's say you're driving through and you're getting, I don't know, three cheeseburgers, and you want them all the different way. One with ketchup, one with no onions, one with lettuce, whatever. And you got a fries and a Coke. And the guy at the window says, can you pull up and we'll have somebody come bring out your order to you? And you're like, oh, that's cool. I don't mind doing that. Hey, can I get my French fry and my drink while I'm waiting? And the guy will say, no problem. You pull your car up 10 feet with your fries and your Coke. And then the guy who brings your food out for you, most likely 90% of the time, will be a different dude. And he won't know that the other guy gave you the French fry and the Coke. And boom, two fries, two Cokes, you get one free. And it all comes out in the wash. Cha-ching! You know, seriously, it does. We all, you know, everybody's making money. And everybody that I know is addicted to this fast food. And I see cars, especially at McDonald's, I see cars from like an old beaten down Datsun with you know, a lawnmower in the back, nine guys in the cab, and they're driving through McDonald's. And then the car behind them will be like a Rolls Royce. I think everybody from like every walk of life has this crazy addiction to fast food. And I am totally guilty. I eat it every single day. All right, the secrets to fast food, how to get the most bang for your buck. Let's talk to Lee in Redlands. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, all right, how are you?
Great. I saw your dad and Harvey a year and a half ago at Riverside Auditorium, and they put on a great show.
Is that right? You enjoyed that, huh?
Oh, it was excellent.
Oh, fantastic.
But hey,
I'll pass that along to him.
I got a tip for you guys. I don't know if it works every day, but a couple years ago, I was wearing an Easter Bunny suit because I was going to a Halloween party.
Right.
And the zipper was in the back, and I couldn't get to my wallet. I realized that as the cashier at Del Taco was asking for the money. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't get it. You know, I can't get to this zipper. And she said, hey, you know, you got it on the house.
I guess Del Taco does a lot of that, where they don't screw around, and they don't want to piss anybody off, and they just sort of help you out. That happened to me today. But, see, the problem you run into is wearing that bunny outfit on August 15th.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, I discovered that after, a month later when I tried it again.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
There he goes, everybody. Lee in Redlands, man. Yeah, that's the downside. You know, when if it's Halloween, that's great. But if it's mid-August, guy's going to go, well, then get out of the bunny outfit and give me the $5.50 here, pal. All right, the secrets to saving money at these fast food joints, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Randy, you got one. What is your move, dude?
Well, I could use a lot of these tips because lately, Tim, I spend at least $8 every time I go to the drive-thru nowadays.
That's a lot of money.
And last night, for example, I went twice last night.
Oh, bubble.
On the way home, I went to McDonald's and I spent about $8 on a Big Angus Burger combo. No, yeah, the Big Angus Burger combo and a double cheeseburger and a Diet Coke.
Who were you with?
It was just me.
Oh.
Then about 3 hours later when I was completely stoned, I stumbled over to Jack in the Box and got two nacho cheeseburgers, two nacho chicken sandwiches, and two tacos.
Who were you with?
Just me.
Oh. Jesus
It was
Christ.
A big night last night.
Wait, what did you eat at Jack in the Box?
Two nacho cheeseburgers, two nacho chicken sandwiches.
Jesus Christ.
And two tacos. And the guy gave me a free cheesecake, because it took like 15 minutes to get everything.
He should have given you a free ambulance ride home. Jesus Christ.
I ate a lot last night.
If you can't tell, Randy is pretty new to the marijuana business. And he can't really adjust his high yet. He gets too high. But did you walk over to Jack in the Box?
Oh, no, I waited till I was good enough to drive. Okay. It's right next to my house.
Hey, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, when you're like walking to a fast food place when you're high and you start to smell the aroma once before you get there.
I roll my windows down, so I'm driving there. I can smell it. And it's 3 in the morning, and I'm sitting there. And even at 3 in the morning, at this Jack in the Box on Laurel Canyon, there's still 6 cars. And it's the longest wait of your life. But once you get that bag of food, everything's forgiven.
Oh, I know. And you know what? You're hoping that they don't get robbed before you get there. You know? You don't care what happens when in your rearview mirror, but before you get your food, you don't want anybody jumping through that window and holding that joint up. But when you're driving to a fast food place and you're stoned, or you're walking there and you're stoned, it smells like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse has nothing over Jack in the Box when you're stoned.
Totally not.
The aroma of those McDonald's or Jack in the Box hamburgers when you pull up there it's just heaven. And I think they do that on purpose. I think they cook all that stuff and, like, spread the smoke out around the parking lot to turn people on.
I used to work in fast food when I worked at Magic Mountain. The way is they have the air vents are above the grills and the fryers, so all that air goes out through the chimney.
Right.
And that's just spread out, so you smell all the good fryer goodness.
And they do that on purpose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the tips to making your dollar go even longer at these fast food joints. Let's talk to Jeff in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, all right, how you?
Okay. I happen to be addicted to Diet Coke.
Right.
So I'll drive through, get my Diet Coke, finish my Diet Coke, keep the cup. Later on in the day, I pull into the Jack in the Box, parking lot, walk in, fill her up on my own.
And that works, huh?
Every time.
Oh, ba-boom. All right.
Ba-boom is right.
And how often? You keep one cup, what, last you about 2 years?
I caught that at the end of the day.
Okay.
But I might just do that 2 year tip. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
I used to do that a lot when I lived in Valencia and I drove up, you know, on Restaurant Row where there's 500 fast food joints on Lyons Avenue.
Right.
And I did one day where I had a different cup from every single fast food place. They're the plastic ones, so they're reusable.
Right.
And I kept them all in my trunk, and I would just walk up and down Lyons Boulevard going into places getting soda.
Now, see, this is why I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take a soda cup back into McDonald's or In-N-Out or Jack in the Box for this reason. Because somebody someday behind the counter is going to go, hey, buddy, did you pay for that soda? And if he's pointing at me saying, hey, buddy, did you pay for that soda? And all of a sudden the whole dining room is looking at me. I would just run out to the 5 freeway and run in front of a semi.
You know what I did?
The humiliation I couldn't stand.
It happened to me once. It happened to me when I was going to the Jack's across from my high school. And I would walk there every day, and I'm not going to buy a $2 soda today, so I did bring the cup in. What I did, the guy said that, and I freaked out. You know, is that yours? Did you pay for that, sir? I freaked out, and I look, and the trash can's right next to the soda machine,
right.
And I see a receipt sticking out there for a large drink. I pull it and say, yes, my receipt's right here, sir.
Saved by the receipt, man. Yeah. All right, let's talk to some more folks here on the secrets, the fast food secrets, how to save yourself the most amount of money. Patrick in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, ma'am.
Hey, yeah, okay, this is kind of a messed up tip, and I kind of feel bad about giving you this, but if you go to In-N-Out and you just happen to not have your money for the order that you paid for, that you ordered, they'll still give you your food.
Is that right?
I don't know if you better figure that out. I mean, yeah, if you go to In-N-Out and you just tell them when you get to the window that you don't have enough money to pay for your food, then they'll just give you your order.
Yeah, but don't you have to, I mean, sort of have an In-N-Out car for that?
I mean,
don't you have to have like an old Pulsar with one of the T-tops broken, have a shirt on it that says, you know, my other shirts in the laundry? I mean, don't you have to be real sort of a low-end guy to try to pull that off?
I mean, it seems like you would.
Now, listen,
I
understand the desperation in people, you know, having to do that, and I get it. But you can't really pull up in a Mercedes and go, oh, Christ, man, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing that I used was actually, you know, I told them that I left my wallet at work, and, you know, I mean, honestly, I didn't have any money on me, and I thought that I did.
Right.
So,
how many times?
Like an honest mistake.
How many times has that worked for you?
I've tried it 3 times, actually, and it's worked all 3.
Jesus.
And it's been in a different car every time. So,
You know what? We may be ruining that tip for everybody.
I think I am.
All
but,
right.
Thanks,
Patrick.
All right.
There he goes, everybody. And this might be the show that ruins a lot of these tips. You know, like bathrooms back in the 70s when I was a kid, you can go into any restaurant, use any bathroom, they never cared. But one day, I guess guys started whizzing all over the place or breaking the toilets, and then all of a sudden it's for patrons only. And I'm not saying I was part of that crew that destroyed it for everybody, but I probably hung out with a couple of guys that, you know, contributed to it. Like hitchhiking. Hitchhiking used to be acceptable. People used to hitchhike. And then one day, you know, you pick up a hitchhiker, or back in the 70s, a hitchhiker went around stabbing and killing people. No more hitchhiking. So, ruined it for everybody. When I was growing up in the 70s, you never had to prepay for gas. You'd pump your gas, then you go into the gas station and tell the guy, hey, I had $22.80 on pump 3, and just give him the cash. He didn't even have any way to check it. Now, you can't do that because some a-hole pulled up to the pump, filled up his tank, and sayonara. So, we might be ruining a lot of things here for people who have fast food tips, but what the hell? Jerry and Orange on 97.1 Free FM.
Danny, man.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Look at you, dude.
Well, thank you, man.
I got the tip of the century.
Perfect.
It's easy. In fact, I'm just finishing up my Del Taco right now.
Good for you.
This is what you do. You go in, and actually it's better if you go through the drive-thru. You cruise through the drive-thru, you order your food, you cruise around, get out of your car, walk back in and go, hey, you forgot my burger, or you forgot my fries. And, of course, it works. It only works if you're getting more than, like, just a burger and fries and Coke. If you're getting, like, a couple burgers or, like you're getting a few tacos and a thing of fries, go, hey, you forgot my taco. I only got one taco in there.
Right.
They just throw you some food. They just throw you extra food. So, you know, just going through your little change wallet thing there and you don't have enough money and you're like, I only got enough for a burger. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad move, but I tell you the way Jack in the Box on Fairfax near Wilshire. It's north of Wilshire on Fairfax. I'll tell you how they kill that for you. They have a really smart Asian dude at the window. And that guy remembers what I had the day before. You know, so he's on to you. I mean, that guy is the smartest, you know, window operator in all of fast food. You're not getting anything past this guy.
Well, see, yeah, you got to avoid that. And the other day, though, I actually went for the boys at work. There was maybe 5 of us. They wanted me to go to Del Taco. They all gave me money, so it was a big order. So, of course, course, they get it wrong because, you know, I was ordering stuff all over the place. So I go in there with the receipt, and it was legitimately wrong, and they had overcharged me. So I go in there, I point it out, and they're completely confused. By the time I left there, not only did they give me my entire order again, so I had, like, two complete orders of food, but they gave me all my money back.
Jesus Christ.
So, sometimes you can get away with that, you know?
Yeah, I saw somebody rip off. This is at Arby's on Sunset back in probably the early 80s. But I love Arby's, and I always get the French dip, and you sit there with that hot au jus, and hopefully you don't burn your mouth. But I'm sitting there at Arby's, and I see a guy come in, and he starts fast changing the counter chick, the cashier. You know, hey, here's a 20, give me a 10, two fives. How about this? Give me two ones for this. Give me eight ones for that. Here's another 20. How about here's a 20 and a five. Give me 25 for that. And the guy kept working her. I knew what he was doing because I understand the tricks to that trade. I've learned them at the racetrack over the years. But he left, and the manager comes up and says, hey, what was that all about? They count the tray, and the guy left with $154.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of fast changing is an art. I wish I was actually better at it. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The tips for fast food joints, the secrets, how to save yourself some money, and how to get the most bang for your buck. Everybody loves this fast food. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Your butt is wide, well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right. 'Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on. Ham on whole wheat. All right. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth, and I never see my toes. When I'm going to the movies, up 7 rows because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on.
Really, really fat.
You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know it.
Really, really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. Come on.
Really, really
you
fat.
Know. Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout, 'cause tell me once again who's fat. When I walk out to get my mail, I'm having 23rds.